You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod Pint Size episodes.
I'm currently reading a biography of Clement Attlee. And at the
Has your wife left you?
Jesus. I mean, that's a riveter. That's a page turner, isn't it?
It's 600 pages long. I took her on holiday to Portugal with me and read it on the page.
Very
different people.
Anyway, I've ploughed on through it now.
What? Great book review.
You've been sponsored or something.
I didn't want to do the marathon, so I read Citizen Clem by John Bew, which is actually a very, very good book.
You're going to pay 10p a page.
And if John Bew was listening,
he won't be.
It'd be a fucking miracle.
He wholeheartedly deserves all of the awards it's received. Mm. It's one of the great political biographies I've read, certainly in the last 5 or 6 years. But
great indeed.
Lots of caveats in that.
It's one of the best politically based biographies I've read in the last 5 years. Ellis James,
or six.
Radio 5.
I loved it, but the point I'm trying to make is, at the end when they'd retired, Clem Attlee and Churchill would meet up, but Churchill refused to use his ear trumpet. So he could never hear what Clement Attlee was saying. Right. So Clement Attlee would just let him shout because he couldn't hear his own voice because he was so deaf. So Churchill would just shout and Clem would just sit there.
Yeah.
But obviously this is in the days of the ear trumpet, which, you know, it was quite a conspicuous piece of
kit. That wouldn't be as cool.
If your dad started using ear trumpet.
Yeah. So Churchill was ashamed that he had to wear an ear trumpet.
Yeah. So I don't think he felt he needed it.
Yeah.
So Clem would just sit there and as Churchill shouted at him.
I've just Googled Clement Attlee. He's born in Putney.
Yeah.
Could you?
He liked cricket.
He's born in Putney.
There you go.
Did he?
He went to public school in the 20s, you Burke. Of course you like cricket.
Yeah, of course you like cricket.
He didn't have any options.
Say that as I've read.
Sexual assault and cricket. They were the two main things. In the old days, I'm going to sort of caveat there. In the old days,
Not
now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Different now. Different now. Different.
Different.
Different times.
Anything else about Clem?
Well, if anyone wants to borrow my copy of Citizen Clem, you can have it in about another 3 months.
Citizen Clem.
Citizen Clem. Please say it's called that.
It is called that. It is called that. I've got about 100 pages left.
How's the people? Lovely.
And are you genuinely enjoying it? Like, serious question. You are?
Yes. I find it relaxes me reading about problems that have been solved.
Right.
Well over 80 or 90 years ago.
You get used to it, honestly. Seriously.
I understand that. I understand that logic. What it calms you to know that problems have been solved in the past. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Hitler is defeated.
Yeah.
I mean, solved.
Oh, I mean, yes.
It's a stretch, isn't it?
I mean, we're currently on the partition of India, so I would say that there's still issues there.
I was going to say, probably not solved.
It's not without its problems, is it?
And we've just done the creation of Israel. Sounds like I was a member of that cabinet.
Two absolute triumphs of
I would say neither of those make anyone lose sleep at night these days.
Brilliant solutions. No. Right. Northwest frontier.
Yeah.
But Hitler is definitely dead.
Killed by the Russians, of course.
No. He took his own life.
No. Well, yeah, he did. But I mean, they made damn sure of it afterwards, weren't they? They didn't want to become a hero, so they set fire to his body with some kerosene and left him in an unmarked grave.
Yeah, they found him. Did they find Hitler's body? Yeah, they did, eventually.
Yeah. Apparently so.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I said it was loosely sports-based.
Yeah.
I can't believe 7 minutes in I'm asking that question.
They did find Hitler's body, didn't they?
Yeah. There was a rumour he escaped in a Fiesler stalk, but that's been poo-pooed.
I think out of all the sports podcasts, we mentioned Hitler the most.
Really?
Yeah. By distinct,
I think so. We're always anti-Hitler, to be fair, though, isn't we? We're not.
Just to clarify, make that clear.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, come on. We don't need the mistakes there.
Yeah.
It's not tailenders.
It's not like VAR. There is no...
No.
There is no grey area.
No.
We are very, very...
Anti-Hitler.
It's just... He does seem to crop up a lot when it comes to Mike in particular's cultural references.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.